Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough. Good morning, everybody. It's that time again, so let's go to Rabbi Kuhn. We'll be reading 1 Chronicles 2:18 through 4:4.
Alrighty, here we go with some more genealogies from 1 Chronicles. And Caleb, the son of Hezron, begat children of Azubah, his wife, and of Jeriath. Her sons are these, Jesha, and Shobab, and Adon. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took unto him Ephrath, which bare him Hur. And Hur begat Uri, and Uri begat Bezaleel. And afterward, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 80 years old, and she bare him Segub. And Segub begat Jer, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. And he took Geshur and Aram, with the towns of Jair from them, with Kenath and the towns thereof, even 80 cities. All these belonged to the son of Machir, the father of Gilead. And after that, Hezron was dead in Caleb Ephratah, when Abiah, Hezron's wife, bare him Asher, the father of Tekoa. And the sons of Jerahmeel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Bunah, and Oren, and Azu, and Ozem, and Ahijah. Jerahmeel had also another wife, whose name was Atara. She was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jerahmeel, were Maaz, and Jamin, and Ikah. And the sons of Onam were Shammai and Jada, and the sons of Shammai, Nadab and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail, and she bare him Aban and Molid. And the sons of Nadab, Selad and Apaim, but Selad died without children. And the sons of Apaim, Ishi, and the sons of Ishi, Shishan, and the children of Shishan, Ahai. And the sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, Jetta and Jonathan, and Jetta died without children. And the sons of Jonathan, Belit and Zarah, these were the sons of Jerahmeel. Now Shishan had no sons but daughters, and Shishan had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name was Jaha. And Shishan gave his daughter to Jaha, his servant, to wife, and she bare him Attai. And Attai begat Nathan, and Nathan begat Zabed, and Zabed begat Ephlal, and Ephlal begat Obed. And Obed begat Jehu, and Jehu begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Helez, and Helez begat Eliash, and Eliash begat Sisamai, and Sisamai begat Shalom, and Shalom begat Jechamiah, and Jechamiah begat Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brothers of Jerahmeel, were Mesha, his firstborn, which was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Merisha, the father of Hebron. And the sons of Hebron, Korah, and Tapua, and Rechem, and Shema. And Shema begat Rechem, the father of Jacob, and Rechem begat Shammai. And the son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Bethzur. And Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bare Haran, and Mosah, and Gazez, and Haran begat Gazez. And the sons of Jadai, Regem, and Jotham, and Geshem, and Pelet, and Ephah, and Shaph. Machah, Caleb's concubine, bare Sheba, and Tirhana. She bare also Shaph, the father of Madmana, Shiva, the father of Machbena, and the father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Achsa. These were the sons of Caleb, the son of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jerim, Selma, the father of Bethlehem, Haref, the father of Beth-Gedah, and Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jerim, had sons, Heroah and Heph, of the Manahatites. And the families of Kiriath-Jerim, the Itrites, and the Puhites, and the Shumatites, and the Mishraites. Of them came the Zerahites, and the Ashtaiolites, the sons of Selma, Bethlehem, and the Netophathites, Atarat, and the house of Joab, and half of the Manahatites, and the Zorahites. And the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and Sukkathites. These are the Canaanites that came of Hemath, the daughter of the house of Rechab. Now these were the sons of David, which were born unto him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon of Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess. The second, Daniel of Abigail, the Carmelitess. The third, Absalom, the son of Maachah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah of Abital. The sixth, Ithraim by Eglah, his wife. These six were born unto him in Hebron. And there he reigned 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon. Four of Bashur, the daughter of Amiel. Ibhar also, and Elishama, and Eliphelet, and Nogah, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphelet. Nine. These were all the sons of David, beside the sons of the concubines, and Tamar, their sister. And Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abiah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son, and the sons of Josiah were the firstborn Johanan, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shalom. And the sons of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah his son, Zedekiah his son, and the sons of Jeconiah, Asa, Salathiel his son, Melchiram also, and Pedaiah, and Shenazar, and Jeconiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. And the sons of Pedaiah were Zerubbabel, and Shimei, and the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshullam, and Hananiah, and Shelomit, their sister, and Heshuba, and Ohel, and Berechiah, and Hasadiah, Jusabhesed, five. And the sons of Hananiah, Palatiah, and Jesiah, the sons of Rephaiah, the sons of Onan, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah, and the sons of Shechaniah, Shemaiah, and the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, and Egil, and Beriah, and Neariah, and Shaphat, six. And the sons of Neariah, Eliyoenai, yeah, and Hezekiah, and Azrikam, three. And the sons of Eliyonai were Hodiah, and Eliashib, and Peliah, and Akub, and Johanan, and Deliah, and Enai, seven. The sons of Judah, Phares, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal, and Reiah, the son of Shobal, begat Jahad, and Jahad begat Ahumai, and Lahad. These are the families of the Zorathites. And these were the father of Itam, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazel-Lelponai. And Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezer, the father of Husha. These are the sons of Har, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem.
Thank you, Jacob. And now Abbot Babbitt will be reading Acts 24, 1 through 27.
Acts chapter 24, beginning in verse 1. 5 days later, the high priest Ananias went down to Caesarea with some of the elders and a lawyer named Tertullus, and they brought their charges against Paul before the governor. When Paul was called in, Tertullus presented his case before Felix. "We have enjoyed a long period of peace under you, and your foresight has brought about reforms in this nation. Everywhere and in every way, most excellent Felix, we acknowledge this with profound gratitude. But in order not to weary you further, I would request that you be kind enough to hear us briefly. We have found this man to be a troublemaker, stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. He is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect, and even tried to desecrate the temple, so we seized him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn the truth about all these charges we are bringing against him." The Jews joined in the accusation, asserting that these things were true. When the governor motioned for him to speak, Paul replied, "I know that for a number of years you have been a judge over this nation, so I gladly make my defense. You can easily verify that no more than 12 days ago I went up to Jerusalem to worship. My accusers did not find me arguing with anyone at the temple, or stirring up a crowd in the synagogues, or anywhere else in the city. And they cannot prove to you the charges they are now making against me. However, I admit that I worship the God of our fathers as a follower of the way, which they call a sect. I believe everything that agrees with the law, and that is written in the prophets. And I have the same hope in God as these men, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. so I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. After an absence of several years, I came to Jerusalem to bring my people gifts for the poor and to present offerings. I was ceremonially clean when they found me in the temple courts doing this. There was no crowd with me, nor was I involved in any disturbance. But there are some Jews from the province of Asia, who ought to be here before you and bring charges if they have anything against me. Or these who are here should state what crime they found in me when I stood before the Sanhedrin. Unless it was this one thing I shouted as I stood in their presence. It is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today. Then Felix, who was well acquainted with the way, adjourned the proceedings. When Lysias the commander comes, he said, I will decide your case. He ordered the centurion to keep Paul under guard, but to give him some freedom and permit his friends to take care of his needs. Several days later, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was a Jewess. He sent for Paul and listened to him as he spoke about faith in Christ Jesus. As Paul discoursed on righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and said, That's enough for now. You may leave. When I find it convenient, I will send for you. At the same time, he was hoping that Paul would offer him a bribe, so he sent for him frequently and talked with him. When 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, but because Felix wanted to grant a favor to the Jews, he left Paul in prison.
Thank you, Ignatius. Brother Caduceus will now be reading Psalm chapter 4.
To the chief musician on Neginoth, a psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity, and seek after leasing, Selah? But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe, and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, Who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, O Lord, makest me dwell in safety.
Thank you, Tib. And last but not least, here are our proverbs for today. Today's Proverbs are chapter 18, verses 16 through 18. A gift opens the way for the giver and ushers him into the presence of the great. The first to present his case seems right, till another comes forward and questions him. Casting the lot settles disputes and keeps strong opponents apart.
Oh, 2 years in jail, waiting to be hired out. Not very expeditious, was it?
This is true, but think of those whom Paul was able to minister to, in absolute safety, even though many were attempting to kill him.
He's right, you know. A large number of prison wardens, guards, and soldiers became Christians because of Paul's ministry.
And those people witnessed to other people, who witnessed to others, who in turn witnessed to others. Paul was able to do a lot of good during his imprisonment.
The Roman Empire was like a dragon, and Paul was like a germ of Malacolita mucterosis. They attempted to crush him, and he merely went to work inside of them.
Abbott? You watched Sword in the Stone?
What, you mean the Disney version, with the wizard Merlin who keeps changing Arthur into different animals? Never heard of it.
This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.